I have to take a moment here and say to you that for the last 10 weeks, there have been a few people back there in the media booth, the musicians and me. Our wives couldn't even come. This has been a cavernous room for 10 weeks. And to hear you all singing, even through your masks, was just heavenly. Just heavenly. You understand, Daniel and the traditional group recorded their contribution on Tuesday night. They weren't even here on Sunday morning. So that's how this has been happening. So welcome, and welcome. We're going to be spending time in Isaiah 53 this morning, or 43, if you want to turn there and wait for me. You're so accustomed to just looking at it on the screen, you probably don't even have your Bibles with you, do you? Well, let's put it up on the screen. Let me go ahead and read it now. Isaiah 43, beginning of verse 18. God speaks, saying, "Do not remember the past events. Pay no attention to things of old. Look, I'm about to do something new. Even now it's coming. Do you see it? Indeed, I will make a way in the wilderness, or road, or path, rivers in the desert." Now, the context here is God is speaking a word of promise to the nation of Israel through the prophet Isaiah. After years of captivity and oppression, God's telling Israel that he's going to push the restart button. He's going to give them a new start, a fresh start. What a great word of promise this must have been to the ears of Israel. Well, we haven't spent years in oppression. We haven't spent years in captivity, but it feels like it, to me anyway, after many weeks of global quarantine because of COVID-19, something we haven't experienced in centuries, by the way. This is the first Sunday we've taken this step to venture out where few men have gone before, to take the risk of being around each other. Socially distancing though we are, wearing masks though we are, these past 10 weeks have been oppressing, and they have been depressing. So we need to know that here today, our Father is a fresh start. Always has been. Always will be. Because of the coronavirus, we want to claim a fresh start today, as individuals and as a people. Amen. And what's true of us as a church is also true of us as individuals. You may have failure in your past. You may have persecution in your past. You may have oppression in your past. You may have coronavirus in your past. But let's remember today, in our personal lives, our Father is also a fresh start. So as a church and as individuals, let's pause and recognize that our Father is a fresh start. I read where the British Association of Plastic Surgeons met to discuss a possible surgery to replace a patient's face. I don't know if you've read this or not. Reuters reporter Ben Harding writes this. Let me just read it. "Full face replacements are no longer science fiction fantasy. A proposed microsurgical procedure could give new skin, bone, nose, chin, lips, and ears from donors to patients disfigured by accidents, burns, or cancer. Now that's interesting. If your face is offensive to you, if your face is oppressive to you, if your face is depressing you, you can get a new face now. Painful, it sounds like to me. May I suggest an easier way to restart in your life? Our Father is a God of fresh starts. So here's what's involved. First, we should leave the past. I can hear some of you out there saying amen. God told Israel in verse 18, do not remember the past events. Pay no attention to things of old. This is good news. This is good news. We can leave the past. We should leave the past, is what God is saying. Oh, the past is, it's there all right. It's never going to go away. It's never going to have not happened. But it is in the past. If the past is bad, you can't erase it. If the past is good, you can't relive it. The past is in the past. So God says, let it go. Let it go. Our Father tells us here to leave the bad things in the past. Now, this was the case with Israel. They had a lot of bad things in their past. They labored under guilt. Several failures in the past. But here's what we're told about leaving bad things in the past. One of our favorite verses, 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. If we confess our sins, if we confess our failures, if we confess our past, He is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So we confess one time, we confess one time that we've been a sinner. We confess one time that we have failure in our past. We confess one time, God, I've tried on my own. I've messed it up really, really bad. If we confess that one time that we've sinned, God forgives us and cleanses us of our past. He cleanses us of all unrighteousness. And then in Isaiah 43, verse 25, we didn't look at that. We'll look at it now. God says, it is I who sweep away your transgressions for my sake and remember your sins no more. Once we confess those sins, He sweeps them away and He completely forgets them. We can't always do that. We're not strong enough ourselves to forget our sins, but we ought to try, is what our passage is saying here today. Let the past be in the past. So, leave bad things in the past. Our Father tells us a second thing, though, and that is leave good things in the past. If we're not careful, we will allow successful things to dominate us. We'll allow our trophies in the past to define us. Paul says in Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14, forgetting what is behind and reaching forward to what is ahead, I pursue as my goal the goal promised me by God's heavenly call in Christ Jesus. What defines us? What defines you? Is it the good things in your past? Is it your victories in the past? Is it the trophies in the past that defines you? It can't be. We can't live allowing the trophies of the past to define us. On November 18th, a nearly 40-year-old Doritos bag washed ashore on the Outer Banks of the beaches of North Carolina, along with other storm debris. The National Park Service said this, I'm reading their quote, "This bag we found last week looked odd to us, but we couldn't put our finger on why until we noticed the date in the lower corner. 1979. This serves as a reminder that plastic trash can float around a long time in the ocean." Now look at me. I'm the one without the mask. Trash can float around our minds for a long time, too. Trash can float around our hearts for a long time also. Good trash, bad trash. We can't allow that trash in our past to define us. That's not who we are. That's not who we are. Leave the past in the past. Here's another thing we should leave in the past. God will bring the new. His new is real new. God will bring the new. Isn't that what we see here in verse 19? God says, look, I'm about to do something new. Even now it's coming. The important thing to notice here is that only our Father can do this. We can't do it. You can't do it. I can't do it. God does not say, do not remember the past events. Pay no attention to things of old. You do something new. That's not what he says at all. We're not obligated to do that. God says, look, I'm about to do something new. God's in the fresh start business. Praise God. Did you read this week about the brilliant Hindu-Indian young man known for his great mind, had a great future in front of him, but in his brilliance, he recognized life was empty. In his brilliance, he recognized there's nothing he could do to make life better. He recognized that life was going to be full of pain and hurt and heartache at 17. Then a student pastor came, not knowing really what he should do with this brilliant 17-year-old, and just opened the Bible and began reading to him from the book of John. And that 17-year-old gave his life to Christ. That 17-year-old's name is Ravi Zacharias. He died this week at age 73. I couldn't begin to even read his resume over these last many years. Billy Graham might be the world's greatest evangelist, but Ravi Zacharias is the world's greatest apologist. He matched wits with the brightest of atheists. He caused the atheists to respect us because of Ravi Zacharias' brilliance. Only God can do that. Only God can take a lost and defeated 17-year-old boy and turn him into a great Ravi Zacharias. Or you may be familiar with the preacher's kid, who his own term was, he was a hellraiser. He saw no value in living for Christ. And then Christ touched his life and turned him around, and he became Franklin Graham. Or even closer to home, the 20-year-old excellent Marine who did everything he was required, couldn't wait to get into the conflict, who became your pastor. Only God can do that stuff. Only God can do that stuff. God will bring the new. He'll bring the new after the coronavirus. He'll bring the new after the catastrophe in your life. He'll bring the new. He'll bring the new. We should leave the past. God will bring the new. And here's the final thing I want to focus on. This new is really new. Verse 19 again. Indeed, I will make a way, a path, a road in the wilderness. I will make rivers in the desert. Have you ever been lost in the woods or in the forest? I have. It's a frightening thing because once you lose your way, once you don't know where you are, every tree looks alike. You can't say, well, I'll follow the trees back because there's trees everywhere. You can't tell north from south, east from west. You can't hardly see the sun through the foliage. The one thing, the only thing that can help when one's lost in the woods, the only thing is a path. I mean, once you see a path out there in the woods, you've got hope. Man, all I gotta do is follow that path. It's gonna lead me to those who made the path. A path is the only thing that'll help when you're lost in the forest. God says, I'll put a path in the forest for you. Now, I've never been wandering in the wilderness. I've never been in the desert. But the people to whom God spoke these words really understood that. I've never known the bite of the parchment from lack of water. I've never known that. I've never known the aching in my body from no food. I've never known that. I've never known the loss of energy from sun beating down on me. I mean, goodness, Linda had me laying a little path in our backyard yesterday, and by 11 o'clock, I was exhausted from the sun. What was it, 75 degrees yesterday? But these people understood that, and God said, you know what God said to them? I'm not going to put a path in the desert. I'm going to put streams in the desert. I'm going to put rivers in the desert. Now, that's really new. That's really new. Making a path in the wilderness or a river in the desert is not something we can do, folks. Only God, our Father, can do that. And that's not just new, that's really new. That's miraculously new. God's going to provide a way out of the COVID virus. He is. And God's going to provide a way, a new way, an excellent way, out of the dilemma that you face. Surgically receiving a new face is still experimental. Receiving a leg is not experimental, not any longer. 2 years ago, surgeons in Australia performed a first in the world, that's in quotations, surgery when they installed, listen to this, they installed a 3D printed tibia into the leg of Ruman Lichter. He had a rare disease that was causing his tibia to decay in his body. There was nothing doctors could do about it. Then they offered Ruben the chance to undergo experimental surgery and install this 3D, you know what that is? 3D printing of a tibia in his leg. And he had no option, so he said, yes, I'll take it. And it worked. Really new. Really new, impossibly new. God is going to do something really new about the COVID-19 virus. And the thing I want you to hear this morning is, whatever it is, the situation you're in, God's going to do something really, really new with you. You know why? Because God is a fresh start. He always has been. He always will be. God is in the fresh start business. Do you need a fresh start? Out there, you guys need a fresh start of any kind in your life? You need a fresh start? God can do that. God will do that. Our Father is a fresh start. Pray with me. Father, we live in such a limited world with limited horizons and limited vision. We're limited by man, by the discoveries of man, by the developments of man, by the science of man. All of that is old news to you. As we look back at Israel, and you spoke these words to Israel even way back then, you were in the fresh start business, telling them to forget about the past, leave that in the past, to claim the new and to recognize that only you can bring it, and the new that you bring is really, really unbelievably and miraculously life-transforming new. Our Father and our God, help us to escape the limitations of mankind here today. Turn our faith and our trust to you, asking you, depending upon you, trusting in you to do something new in our lives unbelievably new in our lives here this morning. We love you. We trust you. And we pray these things in your name and for your sake. Amen.